facts about redheads that you might not know. Red hair is caused by a genetic mutation. Because of this mutation, we're more likely to be cold, and we interpret pain differently, requiring up to 19% more anesthetics. We make up 2% of the population. In history, we're generally overrepresented. You can probably think of a decent number of famous redheads. Redheads have been burned at the stake for being witches, vampires, werewolves, and stealing the fires of hell, hence the color. Our pheromones are apparently different, so we smell good. We have higher libidos and are more likely to get our cookies. We have a reputation for being emotionally passionate, which basically just is a nice way of saying crazy. And finally, we attract bees. Save the bees! And yes, I am a natural redhead. I just have brown eyebrows. My leg hair, red. My arm hair, red. Don't ask the question about the curtains.
I do not need to ask about your meat curtains. I know what a roast beef sandwich looks like after a sledgehammer hits it repeatedly. I think she meant to say her carpet. Most women lie. I actually agree with her in this case. Before I discovered the red capsule, I dated an Australian redhead for 7 months. Never again. She really was crazy, and I think she had some kind of cluster B personality disorder. I did not know any better back then. She told me things like her brother and her were tortured by their mother. She was locked in a cage at times by her mother when she was 2. She told me that she burned a school to the ground in Australia when she was 16 and was never caught. Back then, I tolerated her craziness because she was attractive. But in the end, it is never worth it. It is best to go your own way and avoid the craziness. She also gave me the luckily, after a trip to see the doctor, it was cured. This was the second time I got the be on the lookout for an upcoming episode on STDs. In some areas of the country, STDs have increased over 2,000% this year.